Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. And in a couple of months, we're starting our 11th year. Yes. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is on her way to Sacramento this morning, and I have Randall Hempling sitting in with me. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning. How are you?
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, we're both wearing masks.
Yeah, we are. And we'll talk about that in a minute. 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm with the weather and also what day this is besides being a Tuesday.
It's National Brandied Fruit Day, which I'm going to have to celebrate later today.
Why didn't you bring some in this morning, or were you afraid I wouldn't make it through 2 hours?
Alcohol on work site, you know. I'd have to ask my boss permission first.
Oh, that's right.
It's also National Youth Confidence Day and Pharmacy Technician Day.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Youth confidence, something I think we can all support. But we are also in a red flag warning today, which means we're in a super high fire danger for the next about day and a half. It ends Wednesday morning. We are looking at our highest temperatures today throughout the foreseeable future with a high of 92, and it'll slowly drop over the next few days by Friday, 81, with a little dip on Thursday at 73. We are looking for a lot of winds, especially from the south on Thursday. But a lot of our winds right now are coming from the north, which are making it hot and dry overnight. So even though our overnight was supposed to be around 63 degrees, I was looking at 75 when I left the house today.
Yeah, I've got like 72, 73.
Yeah, those north winds really help keep our overnight lows very warm. And in this case, they're also spurring on that red flag warning. We do have a lot of public safety power shutoffs coming in the rest of this week as well.
Okay. Hey, the weather's brought to you by, and the fire reports are being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, local business out of Anderson, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And speaking of fires, there's still a million acres of fire still burning out of control, by the way.
Yeah. Colorado's getting hit very hard, too.
Well, I'm talking about in California.
I know, yeah.
And 8,600 wildfires we've had this year. 4.1 million acres so far have been burnt. 31 people have died. 9,200 structures. And some of these fires started in July and are still not under control. The Red Salmon Complex, the ones north of us, thank goodness, the Zog Fire. They got their arms around that one.
Yeah, they did a real nice job protecting us.
Yeah, and I'm here with Randall Hempling, like I said. I have to start out with something that happened to Linda yesterday. I can't make this up. Linda picks me up at noon. We're going to have lunch. I get in the car, and she's got, you know, she has her foot on the brake. When she takes her foot off the brake, it goes clunk. I mean, just clunk. And we drive, and she puts her foot on the brake again down at the light, lets her foot off, or she's putting it on right at the edge. It goes clunk. Well, it does this around the corner and the next stoplight, clunk. So we head over to Crown Motors Nissan because that's not cool because she was driving down to Sacramento today. So she drops it off, and, of course, all the guys know her there because she takes the car in there and gets the oil changed and you know, Linda talks to everybody.
And she's easy on the eye.
And well, but she talks to everybody there. They're really good people down there. Roger Houston, a service advisor, is the one that was working with us. So we come back after lunch, and they had it parked there. They hadn't really gotten into it, except Roger goes, "Did you notice there's something all over your right front wheel? And there was some kind of gooey substance." Well, Linda reaches down, being Linda, and she scrapes them off and she sniffs it. Because that's Linda. I had a bear claw in a real bear claw, yeah, with part of the fur on it, in a plastic bag. And she said, "Wow." She opens it up and she sniffs it. Well, she didn't sniff anything the rest of the day after that. But so she sniffs it. She says, "This is teriyaki." And I had to. So I scraped it off and I smelled it. It is teriyaki. Roger, you want to smell it? No. No. I don't want to smell it. Well, turns out that when Linda pulled in here yesterday, somebody had taken obviously, I don't know where they got it from. I would think Kobe, but maybe not. Had thrown in the gutter there a bag. And when she ran over it, it splashed. And Roger says, "You know, you may have gotten some stuff in your brakes." So here's the, they give you the report of what they do afterwards. Customer states that they can hear brake noise, like a clunking noise. Has like teriyaki sauce sprayed on brake caliper and rotor. Cleaned off. Okay, now. Linda's the only person in the world that has to take her car down because she has teriyaki sauce sprayed into the brake rotor. And, you know, the guys in there are, you know, giggling and everything. But here it is. I said, "Are you sure that's how it happened? You didn't hit somebody from Panda Express or anything like that." And she goes, "No, I didn't." And she says, "Though, I hope this doesn't mean, like, in 2 hours I feel like I have to hit another one." Only Linda. Okay, honey, I know you're listening. I love you. But the guys down there. Has like teriyaki sauce sprayed on the brake caliper. Okay. I thought I'd start off today like that, since the rest of the day is going to be kind of, you know, we have Pamela Schwartz coming in. She's a Democratic candidate for Senate running against Brian Daly. I think that she's been on, I think this is like her third time over since she started running. And she's serious about this.
Yeah.
You
have to be serious.
You have to be serious.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very happy to say that because I told you that I'm in the Pfizer vaccine study.
That's right.
So it's good that I feel good.
I tell you what I'm going to do is let's take an early break. And because I want to, you volunteered for the vaccine study because,
yes,
because you're in that, 30 to 40 year old,
yeah,
range?
Yeah, I'm in that healthy, you know, juvenile.
No, and but in fact, you are in that range they're probably really looking for. A little bit older, you've beaten cancer.
They specifically want certain groups. I was in the Moderna study, mm-hmm, and then they blocked me out because what they needed more of by law were more minorities.
Okay.
And short, bald, 75-year-old men are not considered a minority. Balding.
I never think of you like that.
Well, I do.
The only reason I think of you sitting there at the poker tables in Vegas in the big ones, which you do, and I think of you riding a Harley across the United States without a windshield twice, which,
yeah,
if anybody's ridden a Harley at 80 miles an hour, yeah, a windshield or a windbreak is always nice to,
yeah,
have.
Face makes a good break.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, yes. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's nobody does anything better when it comes to windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business, and he's not going to risk your life. He's not going to risk the safety of your family. He is truly from the old school. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And then he guarantees his work. Yep, that's right. Guarantees his work for life of that windshield. He fixed my windshield 13 years ago, a crack like 12 inches long, and he, excuse me, I have a problem with my mask here. The crack hasn't gotten any bigger in 13 years, and you got to think about that.
I've been there three times.
Yeah.
Each time he's actually found a little something more. Didn't charge me more, but he found a little something and fixed it.
Just fixed it
right there.
And that's,
yeah,
the kind of guy Jeff is. Yes. He's great. Okay, you can get a hold of him at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:14 in the morning, 72 degrees out there.
So I keep searching for it. I never did find what I'm looking for. Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised, because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We've got this next hour or 45 minutes. It's going to be open lined, and Pam Schwartz, Democratic candidate for Senate, will join us. I'm here, of course, with Randall Hempling, a former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and now a man of leisure.
Semi-leisure.
Yeah. This portion of
busy show. Leisure.
Busy leisure. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the place to go if you're looking for jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town. They have it all. One of Linda's favorite places to just kind of stop by and say hello to Rebecca and Henry. As Linda said to me early on in our relationship, honey, you can't have too many guns, which made me happy. And then she finished the sentence with, or too many diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a guy.
That's Linda. Yeah. Hey, okay. Randall is involved. He is one of the test. He's one of the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And I didn't say rat. I said guinea pigs.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
In the vaccine test.
Yeah, trial.
Tell us about it.
Okay. This is the level 3 trial, which means it's gone through levels 1 and 2, which for those of you that need a little more education, and I needed a lot on it. The level two means that the vaccine has proven that it works with just a very few people, usually 30 or 40 people, and it proves that it works and that it hasn't killed anybody, but that it does raise antibody levels enough to protect you against the virus. The level three is a test of several thousand people, and it's a completely double-blind test. I got my first shot a couple weeks ago, and I don't know whether I got saline, a placebo, or the actual vaccine. They don't tell you, and they don't know at the time. You know, it's like that's the double-blind aspect of it. And then I keep a diary and all this. But this test is designed to find out if the vaccine itself does harm. We know it's efficacious. We know that it works. But does it hurt people? You know, it's like the people that might be allergic to egg yolk, like in the flu vaccines.
Yeah. I don't feathers. Think
it, yeah, whatever it may be.
That's part of it.
AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson have halted their studies because they did have individuals that had some reaction to the vaccine.
Okay.
You know, not it could be almost anything, but they're super cautious with this thing.
But it was severe enough that they thought, uh-oh.
Yeah, it was enough. Yeah. Now, they get the normal kind of things, and you keep a log as part of it. Like they want to know if I got a rash or redness at the site, and did I have muscle tenderness, and did I have a fever the night after the shot, which is a reaction that people can get to just any shot. And you've seen it. You've seen it, guys in the service that faint. They get a shot, and they faint. I mean, it's just, you go into shock. Or they just go into shock.
They have a shock.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
They want to know all of that stuff. And, I was in there for 2 hours before they even gave me the shot in terms of detailing my history and all the stuff so that they know what, you know, if something does go wrong with me, what it might be that people that are like me and have take a certain drug may not do well with the vaccine. Thus far, no problems. The nice thing is, if it's a 2-year study, but that doesn't mean you wait 2 years to find out if the stuff works. If in the meantime, the Pfizer vaccine is found to be good, I mean they've done enough tests and everybody feels they're comfortable with it, and Governor Newsom has put his stamp of approval on it.
After facetious, let's roll into this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being facetious about that.
Yeah.
That they'll immediately stop the study and say, you know, good on you, go forward, and then I'll be one of them that, if I've already had it and actually had the vaccine, I'll be told that.
Say you've had the vaccine, are they then going to test you for antibodies?
I go in next week, and okay. they'll test me. They tested me. They took blood and did a COVID test and all this the day that I got my shot.
Mm-hmm.
To see if I had any existing antibodies or anything else.
Right.
I had to wait a couple of weeks after I got my flu shot because I didn't want to have confused antibodies. You know,
right.
They didn't want to have a...
Now, there's no problem with taking the flu shot and the COVID shot.
But that's one of the things you're going to find out.
Oh,
you know?
I guess they will.
That's part of the study, but no. And, of course, everybody should, for heaven's sake, get a flu shot. I mean, I recommend that highly.
Hey, you know what?
The time.
Every year I walk into the VA... And before I get out of there, I get a flu shot. I get sometimes a pneumonia shot.
Yeah, pneumonia.
And then I don't get shingle shots anymore because I've had all those.
Yeah.
So, VA.
I've just had one set of.
I'm sorry for people that don't believe in vaccines, but it's like this. I grew up in the Marine Corps. I mean, I literally grew up in the Marine Corps, and I've been punctured so many times. I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, you and I were in the first group to get polio shots. Remember how scared we were as children of polio, and our parents were
polio,
scared to death?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Iron lungs and March of Dimes.
We visited somebody who had a child in there, and it was like...
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, when you're really young, you're a little bit older than me, so when you're really young, you're kind of like, you don't really understand it. But then they came out with that polio vaccine and literally wiped it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
wow.
It's coming. There's a little bit of a comeback. You know,
they
eradicated smallpox several years ago, and we just about got polio. Honestly, until we got Bin Laden, because they were using the polio vaccination to do DNA tests on people in Pakistan to find out, to see if they could figure out where he was.
It worked.
Yeah, they
it
got
worked.
Him. Yeah. And but now that a lot of Pakistani people are refusing, or the government's not letting people get polio shots.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's about 99% gone. But
now let's go back to your testing here.
Sure.
So you're in that group that this is the company that this looks like it could be something then.
Yeah. Well, so far it's like I said, it's been efficacious, and they haven't stopped the study. And then people like me are not having reactions. And like I said, I don't know whether I got normal saline or I got the vaccine.
Well, it's one thing you don't get reactions. It's something though if it works.
Yeah, and they're tested. There are 49,000 of us.
Well, what do they do then after you've taken it? Do they expose you to somebody with COVID?
No, that would be called a challenge vaccine. That's where, you know, they used to do, and they did horribly to some people, like the yellow fever and things like that. A challenge is that they give you the vaccine, and then they put you in there like yellow fever. They put you in there with a bunch of mosquitoes to see if it works. And if it doesn't work, you get yellow fever. I mean, that's the way they did it back then. No, there are no challenges. Ones on this.
Well, how do you know it works?
Well, they will. It's the antibodies. See, before we didn't know anything about antibodies back in those days. And now they'll be able to do the blood test and say he's got the antibodies that work, or you don't, and then you know you had the placebo.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens with that. Now, which leads us to the next portion that you and I were discussed for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Governor Newsom says he's not going to let anybody have the vaccine until the Cracker Jack bureaucracy of Sacramento makes sure it's safe.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's just posturing. It's posturing at best and just self-serving at worst.
It's ridiculous.
I'll just tell you, and there are people that don't like him, but I tell you, if Dr. Fauci says it's good to go, I'm with him.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that they have to keep it. It looks like some of the stuff has to be kept, like, in dry ice temperatures.
That's one of the deals. And the Pfizer one is one that requires – first of all, the Pfizer one is a one shot. It's a single shot as opposed to two, although we get two shots in this. And the reason we get two shots is one will have a certain number or amount of a dosage, and the second will have a larger, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. But they want to, they'll do the blood test. If you get the antibodies from the lower dose, then that would be the preferred.
Right.
Or if it requires the second, the larger dose. So that's what we're getting, two shots, but the Pfizer one is going to be a one shot.
Okay.
Which is
so
much better.
Now some people will get sick from this, from a vaccine. Is this true?
They won't get you can't get the disease from the vaccine.
Okay.
That's like the people that say, "Oh, I took a flu shot and I got the flu." No, you did not.
Okay.
You cannot get the disease.
So
from
it. So they put a very weak strain.
They take a piece of the RNA.
Right.
The recumbent nucleo. You remember all that stuff in chemistry and biology.
Yeah.
They take a bit of that thing, which is inert. But it's enough to make your body think there's something real and serious in there, and it creates exactly the antibodies that you need to attack the whole virus.
And then and then afterwards they checked the antibodies and said, okay, you had it, but obviously that the vaccine worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
if it works,
it'll just show up at the antibodies. And then the only test then is how long do the antibodies last, and nobody knows that yet. It may be that we end up taking a shot for this every year. And it might be, you know, it could
be. Like we do the flu.
It could be. The real joy, you know, I would think, is they'd figure out a way to mix the two so that every year you got your little cocktail of preventative vaccines and you're good to go, as opposed to, you know, going someplace for two shots or different times for two different shots. That would be my prayer anyway.
Well, me too.
But I'm an optimist.
Well, you know, again, Newsom interposing himself in the middle of this is, to me, you're being gentle with them. This whole thing is is that, you know, the rest of the states are getting shots, and here's Newsom trying to figure out if this is safe, you know, or whatever he's trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't trust the Trump administration. I mean, that's the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
And he says, well, it doesn't make any difference who wins. We're going to do this. And I find it another pathetic attempt by this man to keep himself you know.
He should spend his time right now responding to our request from this county to be looked at a little bit differently and a little more focused on our purple versus red versus.
And let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
The this portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Home Helpers has been around here for 16 years. It's the premier home assistance company in Northern California, maybe all of California. All of her people are very well trained. They've all had background checks, drug tests, everything. She does not have anybody that works for her that she would not be willing to have come into her own house and help. She's not going to put somebody in your home that she doesn't believe is just top-notch. And because of COVID, she has had to start helping a lot more people. So she's looking for some people that want to become amazing caregivers, whether it's full-time or part-time. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. That's Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages. 73 degrees out there and 7:31 in the morning.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 1423306.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I I'm committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric McGrinney, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and it is 74 degrees, 73 degrees. It's going to go up to 93 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Here today, the 20th of October, just a few days from the election. And I think a lot of people will be glad to have that over. I'm here with Randall Hempling, a friend, but a former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, has been involved, because this is the kind of guy he is. He got involved in the test for the vaccines.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is the kind of guy that he is. He would do that. It doesn't surprise me when he said he did it. And he's getting paid magnificently. It's $119 for the study, and once a week you have to fill out a log, and they pay you $5 for that.
Yeah,
so you're getting wealthy off this.
Yeah, and when it's all over, I'll save the card. I will donate to some probably one safe place.
Oh, they give you
something.
Like a card.
Yeah, it's an ATM kind of card that you get.
So you just donate it.
Yeah, I'll just.
Of course, that's what you would do.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
Because you're Randall.
Well, I'll let them set the code. I won't even set the code on it. I'll let them.
So, what do you think about today? And I didn't get a chance to look at the front page of the Record Searchlight. I'd look at it online, and it's not online. The story you said about they've got, because up until now there has not been one mention.
It's everything that you talked about yesterday. you were calling them out for not. For not putting anything in there about the Hunter Biden stuff. And today it's replete with it. It's above the fold, front page, and almost all of page four.
And we can't, is it written from here? Is it a USA Today story?
I'm sure it's a USA Today story.
So what did
it's got too many, pieces and parts.
Yeah. Okay. So what was your take on this? Is this something that, and you know what? Randall's a stand up guy. He's straight. And I never know how he votes. Because
I said, don't tell him. Huh? I don't tell anybody how.
You
I
don't
vote.
Tell anybody, but you can. You know what? And because you
secret
can take,
ballot,
you can take either side. So, and that doesn't bother me a bit. The but what was your take on the story? Is this something Biden needs to be worried about?
No, I don't think. Well, first of all, I'll just say straight out, the election's not about Biden. The election is a referendum on President Trump, and that's it. People would if you don't like the president. You would vote for anybody, literally. I mean, it's pretty well
obviously
proven.
The Democrats approve that.
Yeah, well, and that's the deal. That's the referendum. So, I think it's too late for anybody's mind to be changed. And you've seen all the stuff that comes out the October surprises, whether it be Trump several years ago, you know, with the
Russian.
Yeah, well, not just the Russia, the whole deal with the on the bus, you know, whatever that ever call that, but. I think it's too late for people to. I think everybody has made up their mind. A lot. I've already voted. I mean, I usually don't. I usually go the day of because I'm very proud.
I'm going to do it the day. I'm doing it that day.
But I took my ballot down and dropped it in. In the I didn't mail it. I took it down and dropped it in. And the reason is in the next month I turn 75, and the reason I always waited until the last day was because things change. People could die.
It's true.
Something could really happen.
The next president, I mean, the Joe Biden is 78 years old.
Yeah. Well, the next president will be the oldest president we ever had, period. No exception.
And you know what? And many people, I believe you're right about the referendum, because I talked to somebody and I said, so you're voting for Biden? And yes. Do you think he's going to do 4 years? Probably not. So you're really voting for Kamala. And then he came back. Yeah, I guess I am. But I think it's more that he just dislikes Trump. But people are not looking. People need to look at the Democratic platform. I laid out some of it, you know, about not just a $15 an hour wage, free college, forgiving school loans. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And forget your Second Amendment rights. Just figure that the Supreme Court is going to have to make one big decision here in the next few years if Biden
wins. They'll have to make a decision irrespective, because that's one of the nice things about having the type of government we have that's slow and plodding in three equal parts, you know, that everything has to be ground up and spit out several times before we're able to respond to even the smallest thing.
Is it good that it's slow?
Well, it is, and with the exception of that, you know, when we go to war, you know, in a big, powerful way, and we move swiftly. But if you think about a parliamentary system of government like they have in Europe, where it goes conservative and then it suddenly goes liberal and it's back and forth, and they respond, they literally respond to the mob, to the crowd.
Right.
And when they have the big things, they'll respond to that.
Yes.
And they'll vote the rascals out and bring in a new one. So they can move much faster than we can for economic things or whatever it may be. They can move faster. But they swing, and they swing like a pendulum, and they swing.
Look how many governments Italy's had. They went through a 2 years there. They must have had 10 governments.
Yeah. Well, the nice.
How can you get anything done that way?
Well, but the other side of it is, in a parliament, right now, we've gotten so tribal in that, you know, it's either you're Republican or you're Democrat, and you hate the other guy. You don't think about the ideas. You just hate the other guy. In Europe, with a parliamentary, and I'm a political scientist. Guy,
yeah.
You know, that's undergraduate and graduate both. In Europe, they have to form coalitions, so they form them in advance, because they can't get a majority, because mm-hmm. they've got a lot of different parties. We're a two-party system here. They've got several, including communists and, you know,
greenies,
nationalist,
far-right nationalists.
And it's not just Europe. Look at Israel. Israel's, you know, they've been trying to form a government, you know, for the last 2 years. To get the right group together, and what that usually does is it creates a little more calm. You don't go one way or the other quite so much as we do in this country. It's just a different system. But I like just back to the original question. Yeah, I prefer our system, except when it doesn't meet my needs.
that's
the deal, and that's the way we are as Americans. If it touches me. By golly, I don't like it. I hate government. And if I'm getting mine,
We are so overdue for a third party, a truly independent party, which is almost impossible to get started. But if I imagine in my nirvana that you've got a truly independent party of 25 congressmen and 5 senators, that the other two groups have to go to them. If they want to get anything
done.
To create a balance in there, and that they are truly independent, that they will take the best ideas of both sides, that they will, their whole focus on life is moving our nation to, you know, forward in a good way.
Yeah.
So that the other sides have to come to them. So they're kind of like the balance.
I think we have, two independent senators now, and one of them is.
And they both go to the Democrats.
Well, I mean, yeah, one is Bernie Sanders, who runs as an independent, and
Bernie.
Drives himself into the Democratic Party so that he can, you know,
change things to the far left.
Yeah.
Now I was just interviewed yesterday about, and I tell you what, let's take a break, about the chances of insurrection in the North State. Because they think we're a bunch of hillbillies with flintlock guns up here. They think that we're.
We've got better weaponry than that.
In fact, we've got much better weaponry than that. But they think of us like that, coming out of the woods and making decisions. But I want to talk about that when we get back. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell handles our insurance. And I can't say enough about her. Her knowledge, we're trying to get Linda's parents to move up here. And their biggest concern is health care and the insurance, of course. And she sat down with them for about 45 minutes, and I sat with them, and I learned more about health insurance than I ever have. And if there's somebody that knows more about health insurance than Judy Maxwell, I don't know who it is. Plus, Judy's the one that's gotten so many people homeowners insurance again after their insurance was canceled because we're near a fire. Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been doing this since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Randall Hemplin, 7:45 in the morning, 73 degrees out there.
Has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
The safety of our valued guests and team members remains our highest priority. At Wind River Resort and Casino, our clean team safety crew is available 24/7 to ensure you're provided with a safe and fun experience. Safety measures include a non-invasive thermal temperature scan, notification to clean high-touch areas, face mask policy, numerous sanitizing stations, and plexiglass for added safety to allow for social distancing, allowing our guests to have a comfortable gaming experience. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. 7:49 in the morning here on the 20th of October, 73 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Beautiful day. Tomorrow, 88. Next day, 75. And if you look at the temperatures at night, it's getting colder and colder and colder.
Lovely.
Well, you know what that means is that it'll kill off the COVID virus because it's...
It slows
if heat didn't do it, maybe cold will.
I don't know. I just think, you know, it's our, I don't think that's going to be the way it works.
Okay. Yeah. Randall Hempling's with me. Randall, former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and a bon voyant gambler. He's a true Renaissance man.
Not a gambler.
You are a
I play.
Poker.
I enjoy the, game and challenge of poker.
That's right. Every time I see a gambler, he slaps me. But he can't reach me now, and I'm wearing a mask.
There is a certain,
I'll breathe on it.
Is an aspect of fortune that falls in there. Well, you just have to know the odds and stuff. So, there's a bit of a gamble.
You can play the cards exactly right and lose.
Yeah, the deal is that poker is it's not a card game. It's a people game played with cards. You got to think about that. You go to the old Maverick movies and all that, and how he sits and watches.
Yeah, you've always said that.
Yeah,
and you've taken me to one of your games here in town.
Yeah,
a legal game, of course.
Yeah,
down at the card room.
Yeah,
and you all play, and I was amazed at how much money goes back and forth across that table.
Yeah,
but there's no response.
Ones of dollars.
Well, yeah, it's not thousands, but stacks of ones going back and forth. Yeah. To me, oh wow.
Yeah.
And y'all are looking at each other, but y'all played together so much.
Yeah.
You pretty much know what that guy's going to do.
Well, people do, and you try to, if a person never changes, they're,
right.
You know, you'll figure it out, and you just pretty well, you match your game, your best game against what they're doing, and you can usually do well.
Well, it's time for us up here in Shasta County to throw the dice, in my opinion.
Okay.
It looks like we're going to go purple Thursday.
Yeah.
And And you are one of those people, I believe, as I am, is thinking we should not go to purple.
There's the group that wants to open up Shasta County, and I absolutely believe we should open up Shasta County in a managed format that people should wear masks indoors and be 6 feet apart. It's not either or, it's and.
Mm-hmm.
And the gathering should be kept to smaller groups. And there are some places that will not make it because of that. But that's the way we stay open. That's where we stay at Orange or whatever. Yeah, Orange. And we seem to be able to do okay with Orange. The problem now is because we've had two singular outbreaks in two groups. One is an isolated or a segregated group, meaning the nursing home. You know, that's a location that's everybody's confined except for the help. Yeah, the help is the
which
problem.
Which is the ones that brought it in.
And then Bethel. And the problem there is people think of Bethel as an isolated group. Well, it's not. They're diffused throughout the community. So they are representative of our community as a whole. So they were open. They were wide open is what they did. And now we see what we get from that. So we have an example of what wide open looks like, and Bethel brought that to us, bless their hearts.
But, you know, you have to look at Bethel. I look at it as Bethel is starting their school of supernatural ministry.
Yep.
People coming in from all over the world, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used this as an example. In Quantico, Virginia, is the Marine Corps crossroads. Every school we have, amphibious warfare school, command and staff, everything, comes to Quantico.
Yeah.
From all over the world.
It's Mecca.
And the first 2 weeks that people were there, everybody's got the Quantico crud because you're bringing in stuff from all over, the kids especially.
Yeah.
So you've got to expect something like that happens. However, the fact is that we've had other very large events with no mask on or few masking that there were nothing happened.
And that's right. And the problem...
So,
the school.
I go back to, we have something like 80, 90 intensive care unit beds here. One is in use, 6 people in the hospital. We are not being overrun that way.
Yeah, we don't have anywhere near that number of ICU beds, but we have the ability to create that, but we don't have any. like Shasta Regional has 24.
Well, that's the numbers they use for the in the.
But they have step down units. They have the ability to expand.
They have the ability
into,
to do
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
And so the what Shasta County did was went back to the governor and said, look, we don't need to go to purple. We've got this under control.
Yep.
And my big complaint with the state is they have treated us like everybody else when up here in Northern California, our cases have been very low until this time.
Yeah.
And yet we've been treated like the rest of the state who had high cases.
Well, and keep in mind, our public health department, Donnell and Dr. Ramstrom and the group down there in the county, they have petitioned. They're aware of this. And they're going after. They're doing everything they possibly can to get relief on this, and it's not. But it's
and
not.
They got turned down.
But it's not. Well, but it's not up to us, unfortunately.
I understand.
You know,
that.
And that's a sad thing about it. The people.
Which
you know,
leads to the next point here. Today at the Board of Supervisors, there's going to be a contentious meeting.
Sure.
I was interviewed yesterday by the Sacramento Bee, and they asked me. One of the direct questions was. You know, people are talking about insurrection in Shasta County. And I said, there'll be no armed insurrection in Shasta County. No. People have a right to be angry and to express their frustrations and the fact that everything they've worked for their whole lives is going away. But people are not going to do that.
Not in any organized fashion.
There no be, organized no, fashion. No. You may have individuals out there that, you know, that say things, but there's not going to be any. I know the people of that are doing this. And of course, the state of Jefferson comes up. And I said, the people, the state of Jefferson are very intelligent people, the people that I know. I may not agree with everything they say, but they are not violent
people.
They
have, an, they have
people.
An idea.
They
have
yeah,
an idea. They're
not violent people.
Yeah.
And they're working through the laws to get to change. But to think that Sacramento thinks that there's a chance of armed insurrection up here was interesting to me.
Well, that's yummy news.
Yeah.
That is. That's.
I hope he writes. He was interviewing a number of people. And I hope he goes out and he interviews people like Woody Clendenin mm-hmm. from the militia. And he was going to interview Patrick Jones. But I think of Shasta County as being the type of county that helps each other, that we're like a large family that doesn't agree, but then comes together.
Yeah, the very best example, this is an extraordinarily conservative area for California, but we have all these socialist programs that you and I particularly support, like Turtle Bay and One Safe Place and all of these places. Those are socialist programs. Those are things that where everybody comes together and puts their money to take care of others. And we do that, you know, and I'm being okay. facetious when I call it socialist, but we come together to meet each other's needs up here very nicely.
Yes, we do, but
we're
I don't,
a generous
I don't,
community.
I don't I, you know what, you can call it socialist.
No.
I call it helping people,
well,
helping each other out.
I know, but I'm being facetious when I say that, you know, if people wanted to.
No, I just want to say the difference in the two is volunteering your money versus someone else volunteering your money.
Excellent. I agree.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley. You know what? Thanks for coming in on that flank attack. And
we stand improved, not corrected.
Not corrected, just improved. Yeah. But that is a good difference because we choose to do that.
Yeah.
As opposed to having from us and done that.
That's my point. We're not going to arm ourselves.
No.
Because of the election or something like this, we have a right to be angry.
Oh,
we have
frustrated.
We have a right to petition for change. I just hope that people will reasonably keep their heads about themselves in terms of this purple thing and not have some groups that say, oh, we're going to all gather and we're going to have 200 people together. And as you pointed out, we did have large gatherings where people weren't, but they weren't a continuous type of gathering. They weren't together indoors.
They were together for a day. Or an afternoon.
Outdoors,
you're right.
Outdoors.
Right.
And that's outdoors
and there's the
is
difference.
So important. And that's when you're talking about winter, cold weather, that drives us indoors. When it starts raining, we're all going to be indoors. So everybody needs to be conscious of that.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. And Pamela Schwartz, who is standing out there right now with her mask on, is going to join us. She's running for the state senate district 1. And we're going to hear what she has to say in the next hour. We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A tech giant being hauled into court. The Justice Department has filed an antitrust suit against Google, alleging the company abused its dominance in online search and advertising to stifle the competition and harm consumers. President Trump finds himself at odds with the Commission on Presidential Debates after the panel changed the ground rules for this Thursday's debate with Joe Biden. The commission will mute candidates' microphones in order to prevent interruptions. Mr. Trump telling Fox and Friends this morning it's not the first time the commission has sided with one of his political opponents.
Well, I think the whole thing is crazy. This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, you know, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already.
And the president tells a rally in Tucson that he has gone to bat for Americans hit hard by sky-high prescription drug prices.
They're not happy with me, the big pharma. Big pharma is spending a lot of money. When you see those ads, please remember, every one of those ads means your drug prices are coming down.
Joe Biden holding no campaign events ahead of the Thursday debate, although his running mate, Kamala Harris, did speak in Jacksonville, Florida, yesterday.
We know that the strength of our democracy is in the strength of the people, and that the people are prepared to fight for their country.
President Trump will hold a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania later today. After declining in August, home construction bounced back last month, rising a solid 1.9% in September. Applications for building permits, a good barometer of future activity, rose an even stronger 5.2%. Stocks on the rise on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 131 points, the NASDAQ 14 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can. And when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Afghanistan's National Security Advisor warns of the threat of a renewed civil war. The warning comes as the last of U.S. troops in Afghanistan prepare to pull out. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Kabul.
Mr. Mohib told the BBC the government would do everything possible to give peace talks a chance. He called on the Taliban to negotiate in goodwill, accusing them of expecting the Afghan people to surrender to their rule. Mr. Mohib admitted that U.S. air support was now critical to their success on the battlefield, but he insisted they were ready for the day when most, if not all, of the last U.S.-led NATO forces would leave Afghanistan.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan says what he calls distressingly high levels of violence threaten to derail ongoing peace talks between the Afghan government and representatives of the Taliban. News and analysis at Town Hall. A billboard campaign being waged against a proposed casino in southwestern Virginia.
A coalition of churches is paying for billboards with messages designed to influence voters to reject a $400 million casino proposed to be built at a vacant mall in Virginia. Messages written in bold black letters are splashed across bright yellow billboards in Bristol, Virginia, urging opposition to the proposed Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Resort project. One of the billboards reads, "What would Jesus do? He would definitely vote no on the casino referendum." On November 3rd, Bristol voters will decide through a referendum whether the city will allow the casino to be built on the site of the vacant Bristol Mall. Keith Peters reporting.
The state of Pennsylvania will be able to count ballots that are received up to 3 days late
So says a divided Supreme Court rejecting a Republican challenge. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 20th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's what you get over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health starts there.
Good place.
It is a good place. Yeah. It's a great place.
We have two good, really good hospitals here. Well, and got to count Patients Hospital in here. We're pretty well blessed with our healthcare system up here.
And that's Randall Hempling, who is my co-host today. And Ashley's at the helm and has got the weather. And are there any more days that we need to talk about?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Time.
Yep,
okay.
Brandied Fruit Day, Pharmacy Technician Day, Youth Confidence Day. All good days
we like
to
those.
Celebrate.
All those are good days. Okay. What's the weather look like here for the rest of the week?
We're looking at a toasty 75 degrees currently out at the airport, and we're in a red flag warning today. Today's going to be our warmest day of the foreseeable future with a high of 92 degrees. It's going to start dropping down throughout the rest of the week, but we will stay in a fire weather watch through Friday evening. And with those north winds today, that red flag warning will be lasting until about 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, and let's not forget that we've still got about a million acres still burning
yes.
right now. They're out of control, some of them since July. 4.1 million acres so far, 8,600 wildfires this season. 31 people have lost their life, 9,200 structures have been destroyed. And again, we've got firefighters out there and planes flying, helicopters lifting throughout the state.
Trinity
North
County
of us. Yeah.
Yeah, is in our listening area, and say, I know there are some evacuations due to the August complex and that.
Red Salmon's still going. That's been going on for 3 months almost now.
Yep. Creek Fire is only 61% contained. I know that was one you were following before.
Yeah. The Creek Fire. Where they had to evacuate people by using the National Guard helicopters.
The choppers, yeah.
Anyway, the news and all the fire updates are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, in fact, I think Chuck Kenny's going to be with us Friday, and we're going to be talking about this new program he has, and it's going to be, frankly, magnificent for the month of November. Rando and I are here with Pamela Schwartz, who is running for senator in District 1. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me this morning.
If people haven't heard you before on the show, I think this is your third time. And by the way, we have invited your opponent on several times.
Right.
And neither one of the Dallies have acquiesced. To come in on the show.
I just
want people to know is that we do invite everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody that's running for office except Brian and Megan Daly have been on the show.
Yeah.
So just to let people know, we're not trying to omit the Dallys from coming on here and answering your questions.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would mention that because during the course of this race, even starting before the primary, from January on, we have had 8 opportunities, maybe 9 if you want to count loosely something, but at least 8 opportunities to have public forums or at least to have him show up either alone just to record his own, you know, 15 minutes of what he wants to do or how he's doing for the community, and he doesn't show up. And furthermore, a lot of times he doesn't even RSVP. So just to make it clear, I am very proud to be sitting here, and I will stand up. And I will show up for the people of the North State.
Okay, tell us who Pamela Schwartz is.
Well, I live in Nevada County. I grew up here in Redding, went to Shasta High, and I am a small business owner. I have employed dozens of people over the past 31 years. And so I know what it's like to actually have a small business. I believe strongly that people should have the ability to have a good job, well-paying jobs. I believe also that we need to get control over our climate issue, which you're just talking about. You know, 4.1 million acres have burned. So I'm a person who wants to help folks out. I have never run for office before in my entire life. This is a brand new experience for me, and I have to tell you, it has been fantastic, and I have met some great people along the way.
Okay. You had a good question.
I told Carl, I said, you know, I'm going to ask her a question. And I told him the question. He said, that's a good question.
Okay, what's the question?
So tell me why we need one more Democrat in Sacramento at the state Senate.
That's an outstanding question. So I don't really think it matters if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, Libertarian. What I think matters as a representative is, are you representing the people? The current person that we have right now, Politician Brian, is heavily funded by corporations to the tune of hundreds of thousands and over his career, millions of dollars received by corporations, and many of those corporations not even inside of our district. And I believe that that is a corrupting influence on his votes. And so I am a strong believer that as a representative, you are beholden to the people of your district and not outside corporate interests or, in some cases, the elite. So I don't really care if I'm a Democrat, a Republican, Independent. I think that everybody really wants to be have their voices heard in Sacramento. And I will make a promise that when I get to Sacramento, I will take care of the people of the North State. And that is my job, and I will represent proudly. And I will also hold public forums and make sure that I'm in contact with the constituents, because I think that's really important as well.
Okay. The what are some of the things that you wish to accomplish? Let's just say if you had a hierarchy of things that you would accomplish if you were given carte blanche, what would they be?
Oh, carte blanche?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, first of all, we need to get some frickin' internet. I mean, that would be super cool. And not just any kind of internet, but really high-quality, high-speed internet. Modoc County is in our district, and the houses that are in the Modoc Unified School District, only 2.9% of them actually have internet access. So, and now with our distance learning, a lot of these kids, besides Modoc, but other places as well, are having to hang out at Starbucks or Taco Bell in the parking lot, sitting outside their high school parking lot in order to use the Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi, internet, broadband is extremely important for jobs, job creation, supporting jobs, hospital infrastructure, as you know, as well as just even applying for a job.
How would you do that?
How would I do that? Well, first of all, I wouldn't be taking $65,000 for the telecom companies like my opponent, Politician Brian. And I would also not be voting against internet infrastructure like Politician Brian did the past couple of weeks of the session. So I would definitely work with public and private companies. We want to do a collaboration and make sure that we can get either cell phone towers or my favorite would be fiber optic cable, but we need to do something. And I believe a private-public collaboration is the way to go.
So you keep talking about taking money from corporations and things. Does that mean that you're not taking any money now from, like, unions? And would you not take money if you were elected from corporations that are, you know, are considered – wanting to help? Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well, are you saying every corporation?
Yeah.
It's every corporation. Uh-huh. Every corporation does not just want to keep their thumb on people. Some corporations actually want to help what's going on in this region.
Correct. So, full disclosure, my business is an S-Corp, so I'm a corporation. So Do I take money? Does our campaign take money from corporate PACs? No, we do not do that. Do we take money from unions? Absolutely, because unions. My understanding of a union, it's an organization formed for the betterment of workers and a better working environment. That's the constituents: workers, working class people, working families. Those would be the constituents that I would. I'd be honored to represent. And in terms of corporations having a responsibility or their benevolency, I question the benevolency of corporations because they have a fiduciary responsibility to make as much money as possible as they can for their CEO and shareholders. And so I believe at some level that that fiduciary responsibility overrides their benevolence. Of course, corporations, you have to take a one-on-one, but I think that the big companies, they like to have their money.
Okay. We're with Pamela Schwartz. She's here. She's running for the state Senate. She's a Democrat. And one of the questions is, it sounds like she's got more independent than Democrat. So would that be something we'd see if you were elected? Hey, I've decided to become an independent.
No. I mean, I would remain a Democrat for many reasons. I don't think that it's fair to lump every Democrat into a non-Second Amendment supporter or aggressive liberal person and wants to save every animal and not guide it down any trees. I think that you have to look at people in terms of their policies. I would definitely remain a Democrat.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Roberta, hang on till after our break here, and you'll be right up after that. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. And this is for active seniors. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for people that have said, you know what, it's time to let somebody else worry about toilet paper and paper towels and taking care of the yards and the plumbing and all this. I'm going to be in a place where I have a gourmet chef that is going to provide three wonderful meals a day. Plus, I have the ability to be in my own apartment and condo-like that I can do, I can take care of myself in there. They're pet-friendly, and they can do a lot to make your life a lot easier. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. Randall Hemplin and I will be back right after these messages.
You just remember what your old past is, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together to see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Hello, this is Mark Mazzano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? You probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senator.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senator. ID number 142-3306.
Shining Care reminds you, September is Healthy Aging Month, an annual health observance designed to focus national attention on the positive aspects of growing older. It provides inspiration and practical ideas for adults ages 45 plus to improve their physical, mental, social, and financial well-being. With the pandemic, we've extended Healthy Aging Month to include October with amazing events you won't want to miss. Get going on positive measures that can impact the areas of physical, social, financial, and mental wellness. Join us for free information, prizes, and fun during October, including the drive-through event October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell. Swing by and get your free goodie bag full of useful info, resources, and gifts. The Shining Care Age Well Healthy Aging drive-through event in collaboration with Cornerstone Community Bank, Wind River Resort and Casino, PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, and HICAP. Join in the fun and get informed for physical and mental wellness. Make plans to get your free goodie bag on Thursday, October 22nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Every night and every day now. Never meaning what to say now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:21 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going to 98 today, but it's going to start cooling off the rest of the week. 88 tomorrow, 75 on Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. I can go on and on about Shasta Regional Medical Center, so I'm just going to hit the highlights. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. The Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And they're the only hospital in the region with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. All of these are great reasons to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Randall Hempling is my co-host. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
Randall is truly a renaissance man. Do you paint?
No. No.
No, but
I, no.
I can't. I'm just wondering.
I can't even do a, I can't even paint a fence. I mean, I can't do a margin. I, if I'd had those kind of skills, I wouldn't have had to go to college to get a job, for heaven's sake.
And our guest is Pamela Swartz, who is running for District 1 Senator. And she's always always a pleasure to have on because during the breaks we roll around the ground and poke each other in the eye. Let's go to the phone. Roberta, good morning. Do you have questions for Pamela Swartz?
Yes, I do. I find it interesting. We have a Republican now in the Senate representing us and who works across the aisle. Now we have this candidate who is would be across the aisle, and I'm wondering how she thinks that she can change things like sanctuary state and the detrimental things that are happening to our business because of Democratic policies, and why does she remain a Democrat?
Wow, those lots of questions. That's
a good question, Roberta, because you know what? We are being hurt. This state is running businesses out of here.
So I want to, Roberta, I have a couple of questions for you. If you don't mind, I want to clarify something for you, or clarify something for me, rather. When you say that policies, you say that Brian works across the aisle. Do you have examples of that?
Well, I only have what he tells us that he is working across the aisle, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure exactly everything he does down there, but nothing that he has done has been beneficial to us.
Well, when he votes against things like getting internet infrastructure in the North State, when he votes against putting resources aimed to reduce the risk of wildfires and protect water resources, when he votes against the ability of California to manufacture generic prescription drugs, one of which would be insulin, I don't see how his votes are helping you. Personally, I don't see that. But I would just let you know that I would have voted yes on all of those, and I would be fighting like crazy to make sure that the small businesses here in Shasta County, as well as throughout our entire district, have reasonable. When I say reasonable, I base that on science and health, and we have a physician sitting here, CEO of the hospital, Shasta Regional, here. We're all wearing masks. So I would really be fighting on behalf of the businesses and the people here in the North State. So when you say that Brian works across the aisle, I see a lot of no votes and things that would actually directly benefit you personally. And so I would go into Sacramento, and if we're going to be getting, let's say, generic drugs manufactured in California, I would really insist that at least one or two of those facilities be put into our district. We need jobs.
Thanks, Roberta. Okay. Prop 15. This is one of the questions. Does she support Prop 15?
So should we arm wrestle now or later?
This is your hour. I want people to be able to hear what you believe. You know, during the breaks, we'll go back to argument. But I will point out a couple of things. But,
okay.
I and many other people are very fearful mm-hmm. of Prop 15.
Mm-hmm.
They use Disneyland and the
Chevron
and all these as examples. But it's going to impact on anybody that has over $3 million worth of property. Not one business, but $3 million accumulative.
I'll say, okay, I will have to. I was just going to go on the website and read more about what you're saying, but Just to be clear, 10% of California's most expensive non-residential commercial property will be accounting for 92% of the revenue. 10% of the businesses, 92% of the revenue, which tells you, and that'll bring in between $11 and $13 billion, which means that we've been, as California taxpayers, all of us are paying taxes. We're all either paying property tax, we're paying our gasoline tax, our income tax. These businesses have not been paying, in my opinion, and based upon these numbers, their fair share of taxes.
It will affect anybody over $3 million worth of property.
So
that affects me. It affects the people next door. It affects the La Cabana across the street. We're small businesses.
We got into this a little bit before that during the break, and I just love this. God, I love this. This is so awesome to talk to people like this. If you have a business, if you own a building, Carl, you tell me that you are a tenant in this building.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been here since at least 1950.
So probably the owner of this building is paying pre-1978.
Well, we don't know that. You can't say probably.
We don't know, but let's just say that they...
Let's say they've had it at... They bought it back, 20 years ago when Prop 13 was in.
Okay. So they're paying property tax in the equivalent to that.
From 20 years ago.
Right. So they're not pre 13.
They're going to fall under Prop 15.
Right.
So they're going to be taxed at today's level.
Every 2 years it gets assessed just like our homes do every year. But again, this is not affecting residential. So
yet.
Oh. It's not this Proposition 15. As it's written down, does that be like saying it affects property on Mars? Yet. Okay, no. It does. It excludes specifically residential. It excludes rentals.
doesn't
it excludes agriculture.
Oh.
It excludes agriculture. You got to read it. Those are all on the front page.
Why are farmers out there opposing this?
I have no idea. I mean, I guess I should go talk to those folks. But what the thing is that when you're worried about your rent going up, if you're a tenant and you're worried about your rent going up, rent is based upon market. And so if all of a sudden, first of all, you're not going to have businesses right now who are barely making it, and I know as a business owner how it is. You're not going to, you can't expect businesses who are already hurting to be paying additional in their rent. So the what you pay for rent is based upon market. It's always been like that. So as a tenant, to be fearful that your rent is going to go skyrocketing is not an economic proven statistic, a fact, because your rent is based upon market. And if the market won't bear it, then it's not going to happen because these landlords are going to end up with empty buildings. But remember, these folks have not been paying their fair share. They have not been paying their fair share like we have been.
We will agree to disagree. Randall?
Well, I'd really like to ask a totally
okay.
different
let's just
question.
Move on. Let's move on.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Because
yeah,
I've
yeah.
got a series of questions.
Oh,
the chat room is going
this one,
crazy.
This
and
oh,
I've got a guy waiting to call. To
this,
talk.
One, this one directly affects the North State
okay.
and all rural areas.
Okay. Let's wait till after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 20th of October, 8:35 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who is my co-host, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get a haircut. I haven't had my haircut anywhere else since moving to Reading and have enjoyed every experience down there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. You can give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. And I know that because it's written right on the window. Anyway, and Randall and I are here with Pamela Schwartz, who is the Democrat running for Senate in the 1st District. And Richard, hang on just for a second. Randall's got a question, and then I'll go right to you.
Why don't you go ahead and go with Richard, because my question
Richard,
and answer might be a little long.
You're up, Richard.
Good morning. I'd like to ask Ms. Schwartz if she doesn't know that all taxes and everything else that an apartment house corporation or a small rental passes through their taxes to the renters. I'm a retired accountant auditor, and they only make about 6.5% profit on their rental. If you tax them more, they have to increase their rental fees. Further, I'd like to ask her, how does she propose to limit these wildfires?
Okay. Thank you, Richard. And like we had said, is they're going to pass it through. They've got to.
Market will only bear a certain amount. So economics, you know, you can't, if you had a block of, let's say, in downtown, any downtown, pick a downtown, and the average rent was $1,200, and all of a sudden, certain buildings went up to $16,000 or $2,000 a month. People are going to vacate. The market won't bear that cost. Rent is based upon market.
Let's just say they, because their taxes have gone up, they can't do the maintenance. Now they can't do many
It excludes
of the
rentals. Residential it, rentals.
I'm not
I'm talking about commercial
here.
Okay.
They can't do the maintenance. They can't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because they don't have the money, they've got to pass it through. And you say, oh, well, people will leave. Well, then people will then businesses will shut down. And if the building can't maintain it, what are they supposed to do, sell it?
You know, all these suppositions, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have all of the answers, but when I read what I read about Prop 15 on both pros and cons and the people who are exempted from it and the fact that rent is based upon market, I have to believe that it's not going to negatively impact. What does it do? It's a small business. Actually, it's a small business tax break, because if you're a business and you have under $500,000 worth of, you get a $500,000 personal property tax exemption. So as a small business owner, when I had my business as brick and mortar, I was paying annually a fee because of all the property that I had in my business. I had to pay a tax, again, yet another freaking tax, based upon what I had in my business, just like you do every year. So if you have under $500,000 or $500,000 or less, you're going to save money. You will not have to pay any taxes on that $500,000.
It doesn't. Okay, let's just agree to disagree
okay.
on this. And
that's good.
Randall has a question for you about medical care.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I want to get back to his question
about
the wildfires.
About fires.
So how to limit the wildfires. So that's one of my favorite conversations. We can talk about it in ad nauseum. You can also check out my website at PamelaForSenate.com. There's a whole issues page on there about wildfires. We definitely need to get some better management going here in our North State. But about, you know, at least 50-55% of our district is actually federally owned. So the feds need to step in and actually start managing and funding their forests better. So we can talk about that a little time.
Okay. Randall.
Okay. Hopefully I'll be able to educate folks a little bit, too, in
sure.
asking this question. You're well aware, Pamela, that there's a dearth or a shortage of healthcare professionals, particularly in rural areas of California.
Absolutely.
The North State's really affected. I'm on the board, have been chairman of the Board of Partnership Health Plans, so I'm acutely aware of access issues. A problem in this state is that we have what is called the corporate practice of medicine law. We
mm-hmm.
are the only state
mm-hmm.
that has this arcane law still in existence. And obviously from my tone, you can sense
and
the anger that I've...
And the word
arcane. Yeah. What this, for the public out there, what this means is that a doctor cannot work for anybody but another doctor. It prevents a hospital from hiring a doctor. A lot of people think that doctors work for hospitals. Well, they don't.
No.
And they have to be independent. And because they have to be independent, they're forced into different... They have to go to work for Kaiser or something because Kaiser has a doctor at the head of it. What this does is it because hospitals have cash flow, they could easily hire a doctor
yeah.
to do certain things. Your husband's a radiologist. Obviously,
yes.
he has a contract with a hospital or several,
his
perhaps.
Group.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
his group does. And, again, what this prevents is people having access to quality care. As a side issue, every resident physician in this state, when surveyed, and I mean everyone, prefers to be in an employed situation. They don't go out and hang up their own shingle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time you saw, you know, just the rare one that wasn't either employed or part of a group or something like this? Because they don't want to put up with the hassles. They don't want to put up with the property tax. They want to practice medicine.
They don't want to put up with the billing. They don't want to be
yeah,
dealing with the insurance companies.
They want to mm-hmm. take care of people
mm-hmm.
and make a decent living at
mm-hmm.
that. In this state, we have this law that's promoted and defended by the California Medical Association for the sole purpose
mm-hmm.
of preventing new doctors from coming in and competing with them. I mean, I'll just tell you straight up, that's the deal.
That's and your interpretation, or did you hear that from somebody?
No, that's my interpretation.
Oh, okay.
It also allows them to extort a lot of money from hospitals for call coverage, and I mean, that's a totally separate issue. But what would you do, and also still stay married to your husband, to change this so that we can have access
right.
to more physicians and other providers in this area?
Right. Well, for the record, he's not for this. I mean, we've talked about it, actually, because as the director of his small group of radiologists in Nevada County, in Grass Valley, they are having a difficult time recruiting people. So as it turns out, you know, I would definitely work at repealing that act.
Well, I'll give you an attaboy for that.
Thank you.
Do you what is your thoughts on defunding police?
You know, I don't really think that we should use the word defund. I think we should use reallocate. And a matter of fact, I'm really proud to say that the Nevada County Sheriff department is now team mental health practitioners, and they are going to be having a mental health practitioner go out with a sheriff's deputy to as many calls that have to do with non-criminal activity like that. So it's a pilot program. They're testing it out, and it seems to be being very well received in the community. So I don't think that we should take away the money of police departments. I think that we definitely need police. We need the rule of law in our society. We need people to enforce the law. But I definitely think that we need to expand mental health programs for those folks that need it.
Okay. We're here with Pamela Schwartz, who is the Democratic candidate running for the Senate District 1 spot against Brian Daly. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised, because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotions.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Tomorrow, Sheriff's on. It should be interesting after the Board of Supervisors meeting, and we'll see how many people are arrested. And, you know, the whole Board of Supervisors was on... was subject of a citizen's arrest, which is serious. And so the DA said that she's still waiting to see what the sheriff's going to do with that. So they're going to be meeting here at 9 o'clock. We're going into purple. I imagine that's going to upset some people. Randall Hemplin and I are here. Randall, of course, the former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's the chairman of the
Partnership
Health.
I was. Plan. I'm the immediate past chair now. I was chairman for two years.
And that is a completely another show, but just to say is that the cost from the northern region that Randall drove down allows millions more to go into it to treat people.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's the Medi-Cal program for this entire area.
Yeah.
And we manage it for 4% administrative costs. And
yeah.
We were allowed to use 15%, but we take the other 11% and plow it right back into the local community.
Which is millions of dollars.
$250 million a year.
It's a year. Big budget. Think about that.
Our budget is a little over $2 billion.
Yeah. So in four years, it's, you know, it's $1 billion here.
It's almost front pocket money.
It goes back into the program. That's simply magnificent.
It goes to the providers, and we've built a lot of things in this area.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're here with Pamela Schwartz, who is a Democratic candidate for Senate. For District 1, and let's go to the phones. Rourke, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're living the dream, Rourke.
awesome. I was just calling. I had a couple questions for Ms. Schwartz there, and that it can be yes or no to keep it the answer shorter if she wants an explanation, but there's just three that popped into my mind. And the first one is, Ms. Schwartz, do you support the BLM movement?
Yes.
Okay. Do you support sanctuary cities?
Yes, mostly yes.
Okay. And do you support gun control, the California gun control, the laws that are on the books?
Yes, as long as they're enforced.
Okay. I just think it's a losing proposition in the area that we're at.
Okay.
And I appreciate you. I greatly appreciate you answering those like that, not sidestepping them. That's awesome that you did that. So those were my questions, because I think it just would show the difference of, you know, the candidates that are running. So I appreciate you guys very much for giving the show or doing the show for the people.
Thank you, Rourke.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Rourke.
No, I could go on and elaborate about each one of those.
Well,
we don't need to, but that's all on my website if you want to read about it. But I do believe that there is systemic racism in our society. I do not believe in burning down buildings and destroying property. That I do not believe. That's why we need police. The sanctuary cities, I don't think that it's the job of state or local funded police departments to do federal work. I think I have a problem with that. We don't need to be taking our local money and taxpayer money and putting it into federal enforcement. And then the third one, I can't remember the other one question that he asked.
Second Amendment.
Oh, Second Amendment about California. Yeah, well, we can talk about that if you want.
We get just a question. Don't we get federal funds for law enforcement?
Yes, some. Yeah, but I do think that a lot of, if you look at the counties, if you look at individual counties, the largest portion of county money goes into law enforcement and police departments. And so I don't believe that we need to be taking our personal private money here in our local communities and putting it towards federal enforcement. That's why we have the feds.
Okay. Second Amendment.
Yes.
The state of California continues to take away our rights, in my opinion, by things just as simple as you have to have a background check to buy a box of dove loads to go dove hunting.
Mm-hmm.
They've made so many rules, and every time there's another six or seven laws that they pass that in my belief infringes on our rights, the Second Amendment, under the Second Amendment to own firearms.
Well, nobody's taking away your guns, and I would never advocate for that ever. I mean, that's not ever. I wouldn't even go there.
Type of gun.
Well, I don't really think that people need like a nuclear arsenal. I mean, I think there's a certain level. I mean, any person who is a gun aficionado like yourself, I don't, I mean, at some level, you know, but no, I mean, pretty much all guns, fine. But we need to enforce the laws that we have. And actually, during the break, you were talking about a guy that you know that, obviously that had
one of the gun stores. Yes. When they turned down the when the guy went in and he failed his background check
for buying ammo.
It's either ammo or a gun. I think he said ammo, though, that the Department of Justice showed up and wanted, because he was, for whatever reason, they wanted to find out why he was trying to buy ammo.
Right.
Which is, if you're going to have a law, you need to enforce the law.
Yep, 100%.
On the other hand, making law-abiding citizens into felons by, if you're actually out shooting and you give somebody a box of ammunition, that's illegal.
Yeah,
if you're shooting on the range.
Yeah, I think that's a little, I mean, that obviously there's nuance and some of these things I think need to be looked at more closely.
Do you support the concealed carry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I do also support, and we've actually talked about this before, you and I, Carl, was that that when you are buying a gun without doing a background check, you are committing a felony. And I believe that law is on the books and it needs
that's
to
illegal.
Be enforced. It's totally legal.
That's illegal to
illegal.
Do that.
Right.
And you can't buy them at gun shows.
That's right.
You can't, and the people that do buy a gun illegally, there's nothing, you know, that, unfortunately, that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't impact on me if I do everything illegally, which is the vast majority of gun owners.
Right.
So you're not against more restrictions than it sounds like, just enforcing the laws that are.
I think we need to enforce the laws that we have. I mean, we want to enforce safety, and that's the big key. And so anybody that you are an NRA gun instructor, I mean, you understand the potential dangers of a weapon. And so you want to make sure that felons don't get it. You don't ever want to get in the hands of children, people who are mentally unstable. I mean, we need to make sure that those folks don't get it. And so we need to concentrate on safety measures and then going after people who commit felonies with them.
Do you think there should be a standard if you commit a crime with a firearm, you should go automatically have 5 years added to your sentence?
You know, I kind of like that. I think that would be kind of a very good dissuader for people doing things.
Yeah, I lived in Kansas for many years, and they put that law in the books probably 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You commit any crime with a firearm,
which includes
you automatically go to jail. Period. You don't get parole or probation or any of these kinds of things if you use a firearm.
Right. Which includes what, buying a gun without doing a background check in a parking lot?
No, I'm talking about commission of a felony with a firearm, not the. You know, all I'm speaking about is what I'm aware of in Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are we on the same page, aren't we?
I think we are on some of it, but I just have seen what the Democrats have done over the last several years. It's going up to the Supreme Court about the magazines. Even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that law about standard capacity magazines is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. So we've got just a few minutes left. Tell people more about what you want to do.
Oh, well, I would love to represent you in the state capitol because we don't have anybody who's doing that for us. Nobody is fighting for your health care. Nobody is fighting to help reduce the risk of wildfires. Nobody's fighting like hell for your insurance, homeowners and property insurance. We need to get internet so badly in our district. And education is very important to me as well. And also fair jobs, fair wages, and ability to earn a living in a dignified way. So I am asking people to please vote for me when you get a chance. And the ballots are due in another couple of weeks, and looking really forward to it. So it's Pamela for Senate, forsenate.com. If you contact me on that website, I will definitely respond to you, make a phone call, email, whatever you like in terms of contacting. But I think it's super important that when you vote for somebody who will fight for your interests and not the corporations. And please be greedy with your vote. Vote on policy.
Hey,
and if you don't like what I do, fire me after 4 years and send me back to Nevada County. I've got two jobs.
I do have one more question here. Proposition 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that wants to fix some of the things that Proposition 47 and 57 when it was passed.
And AB
109. And AB 109. It'd be tougher on paroles. For some people serving prison sentences, I think you can get released now early for assault on a police officer, rape of an unconscious woman. Ugh. And that's Proposition 20. How do you feel about that?
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't come prepared to talk about Prop 20, so I have to read it before I make a comment about it. I don't even remember how I voted on it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So, apologies with that.
All right. Okay. Pamela Schwartz, who is running for the state Senate seat that's up for election this in about, what, 2 weeks now?
2 weeks. Be greedy. Be greedy.
A lot of people have already voted, and this is what I recommend, my friends. Take your ballot down to the county courthouse, or on election day, you can still take it down to a polling place. And Shasta County is so fortunate. Our polling places are going to be open. Linda and I are going to walk down with our ballots, which we've already filled out, and we're going to watch them be counted right there.
Yep.
So, like I said, tomorrow we got the Sheriff McGrinney's coming in, and it'll be interesting to see what happens today at the Board of Supervisors meeting. It always is amazing. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.